Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yael Eshedarel. Hello. Today, we'd like to learn how to treat each other differently in a better way. On our previous talks, we said that we can have a heaven on earth here and now. We'd like to understand how can we do that. And today we'll talk about something not that good, which is slander, evil gossip. And be with us. It's going to be interesting. Yael, please. Yeah. So, slander, it has several aspects. Legally speaking, it's forbidden to publicize anything that can degrade or despise a person. Also, in the Torah, slander is forbidden. It's forbidden to defame people. Also, it says about it in the Mishnah and in the Talmud, in Shulchan Aruch. And we really see that it's something very broad. It accompanies us all the time. Since the dawn of human history, where does the human need to slander come from? Were it not for this evil gossip, then there would have been no need for all of these laws and so on. Okay, that's obvious. Where does it all come from? Because our nature is the will to enjoy. I want to enjoy every moment in life. I enjoy food, sex, family, money, honor, control, knowledge, especially these things, where each one of these pleasures, it has many other sub-branches of its own. And the main thing, after I fill myself up with food, sex, family, meaning that more or less on the inside, bodily-wise, let's call it, that I'm more or less satisfied, then I start taking care of my social state, my situation in society. And here, I all in all measure myself towards others. And here I feel whether I'm more or less than others. If I'm less than others, I feel shame, I feel loneliness, and I suffer as a result. If I feel more than others, then I respect myself because others probably respect me. And if not, then I at least justify myself. At least I justify myself, and maybe it's enough. And then I feel pleasure, fulfillment, satisfaction. My attitude towards society, my relations with society are extremely important for me. I'd put it this way. By nature, we're social creatures. And I'm willing to eat less and rest less and work more and completely invest myself, immerse myself from dusk till dawn without vacation, without anything, only in order to be respected, be appreciated by the environment. This is how we are. This is our nature, and it fulfills us in a way that it's more important for me than food, sex, and family, and even money. We see that people, they're willing to spend everything as long as others talk about them, hold them on top. My problem is to always look good as much as possible in the eyes of the environment, in the eyes of others. And therefore, anything that lowers me from that state, any action, anything which lowers my value in the eyes of others, it's like hurting my soul. And I feel then that person or that organization, suppose, as my enemies, haters, and I'm ready to erase them because they hurt the most important thing, what's most important for me, myself. The self is a person's central point. And therefore, they can say, he doesn't know, something like this, like that. Something marginal. That's not that bad. And, you know, if it happens to others too, then a sorrow shared is a sorrow halved, and so on. But if you really try to deeply prick a person where it's really felt, then that is called slander or evil gossip. It doesn't necessarily have to be in talk. It could be even, you know, some kind of a gesture, doing like, or in a few written words. It's a form of disregard. That's called slander. And there are many discernments to slander. The attitude of the person who does it himself, or he doesn't relate to it that way but passes it through someone else. There's an entire book with an infinite amount of conditions and laws about slander. The main thing is that there's really nothing worse than slander. Because if we eventually come to this world in order to become as one man in one heart, to be in mutual love, to be connected, then there's nothing worse than slander, which transfers hatred between us, rejection. It's not simply being inconsiderate of each other, deaf towards each other. But slander, it means, it's not that someone, because someone did something not on purpose, but slander means that it was on purpose, that someone wants to hurt someone else, degrade him, eradicate him in the eyes of others. It's as if you erase that person from the world, off the face of this earth. And that harms the entire human system because we're all interconnected. So the damage is tremendous. And it's against the purpose of creation, where all of us have to become connected, globally, integrally, all connected as one in mutual guarantee, where we're all responsible for each other to be as one man in one heart. So against that goal, slander is the direct enemy. You're depicting here a very acute kind of influence regarding all those engaged in it. The system itself, the one that harms and the one being harmed. Can you explain a bit? These are a lot of things. First of all, by that, if, God forbid, I did something which you can define as slander, by that I reject the person from myself, I reject others from him, I harm the entire integral system, which is connection between everyone, I insert poison into that system, namely a disturbance in the way of the work of this entire system. I cause harm to myself, to my participation in this entire system, that I will have to work very hard at correcting it somehow. Your tongue is like the pointer on a set of scales. Because I have to constantly weigh, how do I advance on the middle line? Meaning in order to connect the good and the bad things together so that they will all be directed towards the purpose of creation, for everyone to connect. Again, what is that? The middle line, where all the things that become revealed, both the good and the bad, I connect them together so that by them I can reach the purpose of creation, the general connection. It's something that I have to aspire for, to reach that place. Yes. And when I use slander, I as if break this entire judgmental system of scrutinies and corrections and everything. I as if then have to go back and scrutinize all the harm that I did and start it anew. It's a big problem. Slander meaning that a person egoistically uses and tears the connection that can correctly be formed now between people. Meaning anyone who egoistically harms the connection between people actually creates a state of slander. Yes, that's how it's called, slander. Actually, anyone who has the ability to act in each and every moment in the direction of connection and is not doing it, that person, he already is corrupting, because there's no such thing as being neutral. I'm not doing anything. I didn't do anything. The fact that a person doesn't do something at each given moment in life, by that he already does harm. But this is different. I don't want to deliberately harm someone. Then it's not considered slander. But wait a second. Sit and do nothing? Better. What does that mean? That I don't have the intention to harm someone, but it's a result of my negligence. I did it for some reason. Doesn't matter why. My heart was burdened. I'm confused. My senses are blurred. Doesn't matter. I'm not operating correctly, but I'm also not doing harm, evil. Where slander is that I deliberately degrade someone because only this way I feel that I elevate myself, meaning I operate against the purpose of creation, where I have to serve everyone and be beneath everyone in this respect. I degrade someone in order to be above him. You're saying that the most natural thing that a person naturally does, each one of us, if he opens his mouth, only in order to degrade others. There's no other reason to open your mouth. And regarding everything, whether it's birds or people or cars or women and children, men, doesn't matter who and what, or whether it's regarding a truck or heaven or earth, it's always in order to degrade something and elevate myself at any given moment in every given state. But still, it's not considered slander because a person operates this way as a result of his general evil instinctively. So we start measuring slander from the point where he deliberately wants to harm others. But actually, according to our evil nature, we always have an evil attitude towards everyone. It's never good. So I understand that there is slander going on all the time between all of us. Yes. A part of which is considered slander because it's done deliberately in order to degrade someone and enlarge myself, and it harms our connection. And some of it is maybe done naturally as a part of a person's egoistic nature. And this is something which is not considered slander, that it's being accepted in the meantime. But it's not called slander because it's not directly, deliberately aimed at harming others. But you don't have an arrow. You always have an arrow. Only you have an arrow and you have a missile. So you're talking about missiles. Yes. Okay. Now you said that slander, it's not only in words where you speak. There are also other aspects to it. But it's simply a word. It's only a word. How can a word cause so much harm? If we're talking about a person's attitude towards the environment, where only with respect to the environment can he feel himself as a human being. Were it not for the environment, then he feels himself like an animal. So his entire human value is measured with respect to the environment, and therefore here he's either man or beast. And to what stature is he a man? That's only towards others. It's all in the hands of the environment to appreciate him one way or another. And then, okay, maybe he has food, sex, and family, which are his corporeal desires. He has that. But he does not fulfill himself by that, because a person has developed throughout the thousands of years of development, and he has reached a state where for him what's important is to feel that he's a human being, and therefore the environment is that important for him. And what is the power of words in this respect then? Therefore, he's so dependent on our relations. Our relations come through words. Everything is about our connection, and our connection, it's through language. We connect through language, not something else. How do you connect? I can convey it in sign language, suppose. I can convey it to you in the form of colors or something, but still it's language. Language, it means the connection between us. It's like computer language. The program of our connection is called language. It could be electronical, it could be verbal, it could be in colors, it could be anything. When I send you a thought, a certain frequency, that's also language. Language is our connection, a thread between us. Therefore, slander, it means my attitude towards you, even without talking. Suppose were others to grasp my thoughts towards you. What? Suppose were the environment to perceive the way I relate to you, they would see my attitude towards you without language, in thoughts. I'm not doing anything to you, I'm not beating you up, I'm not doing anything. Sometimes they feel it, obviously, like at work or someplace, but even without that, simply my thoughts. That's also called slander. Why not? Your thoughts. It's not slander. Slander, it's only what comes out of my mouth. And if I write you something, it's no longer slander. And if I explain it to you in some way with my fingers, it's not slander. Why not? So the thoughts themselves too. That's already evil. Meaning, my attitude from within, that's where you have to correct it. Not to have slander there. A person has to internally be corrected. So what, to simply shut someone's mouth? So there are those that can shut their mouth. There are those that can't. They start shouting and cursing. Is that what it's about? That's only regarding our laws in this world, judges and police and so on. The problem is that our world is corrupted because of our thoughts, because of people's inner attitude. That's the problem. Because we're in a system, we're interconnected. And in our desire, from heart to heart, we activate the evil. We really feel the harm. Look what's going on in the world. We think that, yeah, what can we do? This is how the world is. This is how we are. No, it's not the way things are. It's our thoughts that are destroying our world. What do you mean? Because slander, our slander on the level of thoughts, it enters the general system in which all of us are interconnected, and it ruins the entire field of our connections, and the field of our connections, which is corrupted, it does not allow us to reach any state of tranquility, balance, calm, and then to the extent to which we introduce all of the disturbances into our relations, we introduce all of these disturbances into the different levels of nature, still vegetative and animate. What exactly corrupts this field? That field, it has to be harmoniously, perfectly connected, in mutual supplementation, completion, as one man and one heart, because the system that we're discovering today is a global integral system where everyone is interconnected, where everyone has to complete the others as much as he can. This is the law of the integral system, analogical system. And we're doing the exact opposite. And as a result, we see the world the way it is, and it won't help. It won't help having a world bank or a world government or maybe a world without borders, different things. The more we try to connect without taking care of our inner relations, we'll have a crisis, like we see now in Europe, with all their twist around the European Union. Previously you said that our heart-to-heart desire is what introduces all the evil in the world. So what exactly does that? The egoistic attitude that I take the world into consideration only to the extent to which I can benefit from it, and not that I position myself to serve the world, at the disposal of the world. So slander is something much deeper. It's not that he said something about me to someone, or we were girlfriends and she told that girlfriend about me and so on. It's not on that level. It's not just mumbo jumbo. It's an inner feeling. Now, in order to reach that examination, do I really think bad about others? How do I examine myself? How do I know? We know that after some time, maybe after years, we start beating ourselves up for treating someone poorly, for not appreciating our parents' attitude towards us, how much they loved us and how much we disregarded them. So that's towards the parents. And regarding other people that maybe our ways crossed in life and they treated us in a good way and we paid no attention to them. So how will we sharpen the sense of recognition of evil, the sense for slander? This is something that we have to learn how to do. And you have to educate people in that direction. And then we can demand of a person, after you teach him, after you put him in a society that all the time helps him abstain slander on all levels, then we can demand of him to participate in society, and to the extent to which he participates in society and holds on to it, to that extent he'll abstain, avoid slander. So it's actually avoiding the evil use of your heart, of course. And that's the only thing that we have to do. The entire correction is about that. Our talk is almost up. Is there such a thing as, let's call it, good gossip? Bestowal. Mutual bestowal, mutual connection, where everyone thinks of ways how to implement himself, realize himself in favor of society, in favor of the environment. Is there also such a thing as a good heart? Yes, a heart that works in bestowal against the evil heart, which works to receive for its own benefit. A good heart. It also, you said that there is a field of connection where usually we pour only negative things from our heart into it. When my heart's good, I also influence our field of connection. If there's someone who inverts his heart from bad to good, he pours something into the general field of connection? Of course. What? Bestowal? Mutuality, the force of good, if he's operating from his heart, does it influence others? Of course, that person sets an example and opens positive currents for others inside the system. So in that network of connections, there's a constant struggle between those that stream negative things and positive things That's how it is all the time. Streams, currents, we're all included of each other all the time. We're all in one system. If, well, I don't want to say it, but it seems that most of the people have an evil heart. So even if someone has a good heart, but everyone's pumping into that field of connection something negative, then how will it help if there are a few with a good heart, if those with a bad heart are constantly pumping negativity into our system? Yeah, but those evil hearts are constantly pumping evil. And eventually everyone starts feeling that we all feel bad, and that's called a crisis, and then we have no choice. And also as a result of the example that we get from the good hearts, we achieve the correction. We'll get there. You're optimistic. I am. We're with you, Dr. Lightman, so I'm even more optimistic. Thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, Yael, thanks for being with us. Till next time, all the best.